When we look at the two Gospels we've heard, the first Gospel in the back of the church, and then now, just now, the Passion, there seems to be an amazing difference, a great difference between the two of them. You know, the first Gospel was that triumphant entrance of the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ, the descendant of King David, coming triumphantly into Jerusalem to overthrow the oppressors, the Roman officials, the Roman Empire, who were oppressing the people of Israel. So it was a triumphant entrance. But then we look at the second Gospel, the Passion of our Lord, in which the Lamb of God, who was sent to save us from our sins, was crucified and died. You can really kind of see the difference between the two of these if you went to see the movie Son of God this week. You know, of course, it was at the theater this week. And I hope many of you took the opportunity to go and see it. And the scene where our Lord receives the cross, he's in the middle of his passion, and he receives the cross, and the view changes where you see it from his perspective. You see some of the cross before him, and you see the Roman soldiers pushing the crowds away so that they could clear a path so that those to be crucified could get through. And he starts walking, and then it flips, and it flashes back to when our Lord was entering the city with the palms being laid down. And in that you see from his view, and all you see are the ears of the donkey and then the crowds opening up so that this King of Kings can come into the city. It really shows the connection of the two of them, that the great triumphant entrance of our Lord wasn't that he was going to bring a conquering of the earthly power, but instead that he was coming to give his life to free us from the slavery, from the tyranny of sin in our lives. This passion and death of our Lord Jesus is the ultimate sign of his love for us. Now, we use the word love to describe many things. We use it sometimes instead of the word like. It's really more of a like. You know, I love ice cream. No, I just really like ice cream a lot. We use it to talk about the love between a husband and a wife. We use the word love so many different ways. But real love is always self-giving. It's never selfish. Something that is true love, real love, is not drawing inward, but draws outward. Because real love is always desiring the best, the greatest, for someone else, for their sake. Not for anything we get out of it, but for their sake. Well, our Lord had such strong love that he, in the words of St. Paul, he humbled himself and emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in human likeness. That our Lord's love was so deep that he gave his life that we might enter into eternal life. So the question for us on this Palm Sunday, the question before us, having heard the passion of our Lord, how do we respond to that love? How do we respond to that deep, that strong a love that he gave his life for us? Well, we see one response when we look at, or when we are going through the passion, when we are participating in the proclamation of the passion of our Lord. At one point, after our Lord's death is proclaimed, we all kneel. Now, at that point, we shouldn't be kneeling just because the book says everyone kneels now. Instead, we should take as an example from the movie The Passion of the Christ, where the two Marys were there, Mary the mother of Jesus, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And they drop to their knees in absolute agony and anguish, seeing our Lord on that cross. It didn't matter, you know, they were on rough gravel, sharp rocks, didn't matter. They dropped to their knees out of love and anguish and agony and pain, seeing our Lord there. But we can also respond in praise, just as we did in the back of the church. Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest. We respond in praise because our Lord's died. Our Lord gave his life that we might have eternal life. That's something worth praising. Praising God. Praising our Lord for his desire to give of himself for us. And we can respond as St. Paul says in the second reading, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now the problem is, because we've heard the Passion so much, we've seen images of it, we've seen movies of it, we've heard the story over and over and over, it's easy for us to become passive about it, to not allow it to affect us. That it's just something we do this time of year. On Palm Sunday, we hear the Passion. On Good Friday, we hear the Passion. As Christians, we must not allow ourselves to become calloused to the Passion. But instead, we need to be open to the Passion and allow our Lord's death, his Passion and death, to move us, to draw us closer to him. Because the message of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is simple. The message is that God loves us, and loves us so deeply that he sent his Son to free us from the sin that keeps us from him. And that God wants us to spend eternity with him. That through our Lord's death and resurrection, we can now enter into that eternal life, spending eternity praising him with all the saints and the angels. So may we respond to that love, that deep love that led to our Lord's death for our sake, with that love that praises him, Hosanna in the highest.